All of the works are from our permanent collection.
Anna Wall is the chief curator at the Pensacola Museum of Art.
In addition to all the traveling exhibitions that we bring to Pensacola, we actually have a collection of 700 artworks on site that are for exhibition, research. They're really a resource for the community.
Museums around the country are dealing with traveling exhibitions being canceled due to the coronavirus. When the same thing happened to the local museum, Wall decided to showcase some works of art that were already on hand in an exhibition called A Question of When, Selections from the Permanent Collection. She also tried to capture what she and her colleagues were feeling during the pandemic.
It was interesting. I made the selection in the first couple weeks of the shutdown and of the pandemic. So it was me in the vault by myself, being influenced a lot by recent events, my own feelings about what was going on. And compared to some other exhibitions, it does have more of a personal touch. But I really tried to bring in current events and kind of how my colleagues and everyone was feeling about the world.
The museum recently obtained additional storage space for its collection, so a lot of these pieces were going to be moved soon anyway. This exhibit gave Wall a chance to showcase parts of the permanent collection that either have never been on display or haven't been seen in many years. She guided me through a gallery on the ground floor.
So in this first gallery here, a lot of the artwork, just through its imagery, evokes the feelings of isolation during social distancing and during the shutdown of businesses and the museum. You see here, this is a monoprint by Mary Frank. It shows a woman in free fall, and I think kind of captures feelings of isolation, uncertainty, the unknown. There's a photograph by Walker Evans of a campaign poster of Herbert Hoover that was done in 1929. And Hoover's presidency occurred during the Great Depression and the stock market crash, kind of echoing current economic situations and our own crisis. And then there's this wonderful portrait of Georgia O'Keeffe by an artist named Yusuf Karsh. It shows Georgia O'Keeffe in her home. She chose where she would be seated for the portrait, and it's in her doorway of her house in New Mexico. You see these beautiful antlers above her. She's by herself, kind of evoking isolation and loneliness of the time, but also showing the importance of home, as we all spent so much time there over the past few months.
There are paintings, sculpture, photographs, and mixed media artwork throughout the exhibition, all related to that common theme. Anna Wall says that given the current situation in the country, more museums will be relying on their permanent collections.
The pandemic has created a huge budget shortfall for museums. They're being hit really hard economically. Bringing in those big traveling exhibitions is very expensive. And so I think a lot more museums will look to their permanent collections to curate shows, to do more content, since it's a resource that's right at their fingertips at home.
The Pensacola Museum of Art has been reopened for about a month on a two-day-a-week schedule. They have now moved to 3 days a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Wall says that gives the staff time to give the building a good cleaning between open days. Masks are not required but encouraged and will be available at the front desk. And guests should purchase their tickets online before arriving at the museum at PensacolaMuseum.org. The current exhibit runs through September 6th. Bob Barrett, WWF News.